my friend, it's so good to see you. It always seems like it's been much too long since we last sang together, but I recall the song. It starts with a smile, an affirmation of love. As our memories are reunited with that melody that flows from the bosom of creation to the heart of jubilation. Oh, my friend. Most of us don't understand what it is we're holding in our hands. In our darkness, we await the dawn when we'll recognize the road we're on and know we must surely be together. The light and sweet forever. Oh, my friend. Hello, my friend. Hello, my say that facetiously, it's a true thing, because all the songs I've ever written and performed over the years have almost been exclusively in the context of a band, which is a different kind of thing for sure. There's more cover in a band, so playing solo stuff, I get to do something completely different, and these are songs that I'm pretty sure nobody in this room has ever heard before. So that tune was called Hello, My Friend. It was written for a good friend of mine I hadn't seen in years, and we're getting together to play some music, and he's just one of those people, you know, one of those people in my life. Now that the heat of summer is pretty much upon us, seems like a perfect time to think about winter. So I want you to imagine a scene here. It's late November, and you've pretty much exhausted the energy you had worrying about winter, when it's going to come. You know, the leaves have long since fallen, and it's been just kind of that monochrome scenery, and you're just waiting. You know, okay. Bring it on, bring it on. And then it finally comes, that first snow. Through my window, the first winter snow is laid in the world wide and low. Skies hanging gray. Oops, wait a second. Let me think for a second. Yeah, I think so. It might be mixed up, but that's okay.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. On that subject, I gotta tell you a story. Excuse me while I digress. Now, I was telling Deb earlier, the most terrifying gig I ever played in my life was when I was in high school, sophomore, junior, something like that. for a bunch of preschoolers. Seriously, and one of the faculty wives learned that I played guitar and asked me if I would play for the kids, and I said, sure, why not? So I sat down, and there are all these little, like, 4 and 5 year old eyes looking up at me, and I was like, oh my God. And I started to play Joni Mitchell's song, and I was playing and singing in completely different keys. I didn't even know that was possible. You know, I got to the chorus and I went, oh my God, I can't do this. I'm totally lost. So I stopped and I apologized, and they're all like, what? It's good. Just play already. Through my window, the first winter snow is laying the world wide and low. Sky is hanging gray on this November day, but I say okay, let it go. 'Cause I'm safe and warm here in my lover's arms. It is just like the spring of the year. Let those tents go below 0. Let that north wind blow. I've got the fire in here. Trees standing bare with their limbs in the air seem to reach for a sun that's not there. Ice in their veins puts a freeze on the pain for the season. At least they'll be spared. But I'm safe and warm here in my lover's arms. It is just like the spring of the year. Let those temps go below 0. Let that north wind blow. I've got the fire in here. Are the ways of those long summer days, no regrets, it was time for a change. Here for a while it's a whole different style, but I still have my reason to smile. You see, I'm safe and warm here in my lover's arms. It is just like the spring of the year. Let those temps go below 0. Let that north wind blow. I've got the fire. True story. It's a true story that's 40 years old, but it's still a true story. And you know how it happens in life sometimes. You think you really know somebody, and then just something comes from out of left field, something they say, something they do. And this might be one of those things, you know, that some of you are going to go, really? And some of you are going to go, I can see that. Yeah. True story. I remember the time when I thought I would be a big success in the world. I'd make lots of money, buy all my dreams, and marry a beautiful girl. Well, my parents encouraged my fantasy. They sent me to college and all. But I must not have been well prepared for the climb, 'cause I felt myself starting to fall. First I smoked up some good marijuana, and then I suddenly dropped out of school. And I moved to a cabin way out in the woods, and I skinnied it down in the pool. Now I drink from the stream and I pee on the ground. Spend my time singing and spacing around. I do what I have to and then what I please. The people I live with all put me at ease. They're friendly, they're helpful, they're careful, they're kind. They eat right, they sleep nice, they have a good time. Their neighbors and kinfolk, their family to me. And that's why I'm proud that I'm privileged to be. Just another stoned out hippie living in the woods, picking on a cheap mandolin, getting high with friends of mine and having us a good old time. High with friends of mine and having us a good old time, hanging out and just hanging in. The Smith family.
Sounds like there should be more of us.
Pretty soon I'll have a dog. We gotta get one.
We're gonna do a song that probably a lot of you know, and if you don't, you can learn it quickly.
Do you want to tell
but
me what it is?
Just in case, I've written out the words in this almost invisible ink. So I thought I'd say them through to you once. Honey from the honeycomb. Water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane.
What's that say?
And wild rose
of the mountain. If you know the verses, you can sing on the verses too. Surely do it over. Only dress in brand new shoes. Just lay down in clover. Only work on Christmas Day. All the rest go sporting. Spend my days down at the creek and every night go courting. Honey from the honeycomb. Water from the fountain. Sugar from the sugar cane and the wild rose of the mountain.
Ah,
gorgeous. When I think of home, sweet home, makes my eyes grow misty. Papa's singing gospel songs, Mama's sipping whiskey. Whiskey from the white oak barrel surely makes good liquor. Makes the nights seem twice as long. Days go by much quicker. Honey from the honeycomb. Water from the fountain. Sugar from the sugar cane. And the wild rose of the mountain. If I had a pickup truck, I'd what would I do with it? Oh, I know. If I had a pickup truck, I'd fill it up with water. Paint a catfish on the side, make believe I caught her. Drive her slowly down the road, try to keep from bumping. Park her down beside the creek and watch the fish come jumping.
Sing with us.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and the wild rose of the mountain.
Carter family. Okay, then I won't say anything for the one person who didn't raise their hand. This is a song from the Carter family, and most of their songs are very sort of country songs. This one spoke to me, so I learned it, and it's partly because Sarah and I have embarked on a new boating experience. We used to be sailors.
We have
like Deb and Jonathan, but
boat.
We've downsized. We're now canoeists. It's called The Winding Stream. Give to me your winding stream. Must not be too wide, with waving leaves of maple trees that join on either side. The water must be deep enough to float a small canoe, with no one dear but you. Do not disturb my waking dream, the splendor of that winding stream. Beauty in my canoe, her eyes they see me through. A maiden fair with golden hair looks pretty much like you. The sparkling trout beneath the bank leaves his hiding place. Kingfisher from the boughs above, so eager to give chase. The spreading branches overhead, the sunlight peeping through, it shines clear just on you. Do not disturb my waking dream, the splendor of that winding stream. Beauty in my canoe, her eyes they see me through. A maiden fair with golden hair looks
like you.
Singers around, David Dodson.
Oh, yes.
Thanks again.
Yes.